Chris Langford. Age, 43. Occupation, former Navy diver, currently in trades. How long have you lived in Cambridge?
I grew up in Cambridge. I left in early 2000 when I joined the military. I moved back in 2014.
Do you reside in the ward, city you are running in?
Yes, I believe you should only run for election in a ward or city you live in.
Why are you running in this election?
We have a failure of leadership at all levels of government. Locally, our council serves themselves and the interests of developers, not the everyday needs of the people.
Ward 6 and the city of Cambridge need a government of the people, by the people, working for the people.
What qualifies you to represent your ward?
As someone who served in the military, I believe that public service is the greatest honor a person can have and that someone elected by the people needs to work tirelessly for the people. Public service is to be selfless, not selfish. The people of Ward 6 are my friends, family and neighbors, their concerns are my concerns.
Why should people vote for you?
We need representatives, not politicians. As a working person who lives in the ward, I sincerely want the best for the people I would represent. I know this will only come through hard work and progressive policies.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward?
The planned 991-unit development at Water Street and Hyman Avenue.
The closure of Hancock Pool in West Galt.
The non-existent representation of Ward 6 at City Hall by our current councillor.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Cambridge on a broader scale?
Housing. The lack of affordable rentals and the runaway cost to purchase a home.
Homelessness, opioid crisis. The complete failure of government at all levels to address and deal with these issues.
Democracy. Out-of-touch politicians, lack of leadership and electoral reform.
What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Cambridge?
A government that works for everyday people and not developers and politicians.
What services need to be improved in Cambridge?
Transit, snow removal, and social services. As well as proper infrastructure to handle the traffic being caused by rapid unplanned development.
Is Cambridge growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough?
It's not the speed that's the problem, it's the lack of planning and infrastructure to support the growth.
What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing?
Pass by laws to regulate short-term rentals, Airbnb, VRBO, like London and Toronto.
Call on the provincial and federal government to immediately provide direct funding to region municipalities for public-owned housing and social services.
Call on the federal government to reduce profit in the housing and rental market now, not in 2023.
What can be done locally about the homelessness issue?
If we deal with the overall housing issue, it will help with homelessness. The region, municipality needs large investment directly from the federal and provincial government. Until we get that, we need to continue with safe encampments in our parks that have access to basic utilities and social services.
How do we make Cambridge an even better city to live in?
Talk to the people who live here and ask them what they want. Invest in more community spaces and activities in the three areas of Galt, Preston and Hespler so people can walk and cycle without having to drive across the city.
Seek out and encourage festivals and food trucks to have events in our city.
Find out more about Chris here. www.ward6chris.com https://twitter.com/ward6chris Facebook Ward 6 Chris Ward6Chris @gmail.com